This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Sektes Tmura, and we'll speak a moment about a sugya that is a fundamental halachic sugya in Shas, and that is called Kol Milsa De'omar Achmana Lo Savit Im Ovid Mahani or Im Ovid Lo Mahani, which means as follows. When the Torah prohibited doing something, for instance, the Torah said you cannot switch an animal that is a carbon for a different animal, or the Torah said you cannot take and give truma from worse type of tvua and things of that nature. So he did wrong by attempting to do it. But does it actually take effect or not? And this is a big machlokas, and this sugi is used in many halachic instances as giving us guidance in what exactly are the transactions and the nature of transactions and so on. But I would like to try to address it from something more of a shkafic point, and try to understand the person who says lo mehani, that Rava says it does not work, what that means. We tend to think of mitzvahs and averis as not being part of the reality of the world. It's superimposed. So, for instance, we could say certain foods are not healthy for you, or I could say certain foods I don't want you to eat. So it will not affect you in any way, physically or any way, but for whatever reason, we have some sort of custom not to eat it and so on. And our tendency is to think of mitzvahs and averis in that light, that the reality is reality, and mitzvahs and averis are there to give us a morality, something higher, but not something that is fundamental to the creation itself. So the lo ovid lo mehani means when the Torah prohibited a transaction, that transaction is not a transaction, and it just doesn't work. There is a Rabbeinu Bechaya on the pasuk Orah Shelo Yokim Es Divrei Torah Zos, and Rabbeinu Bechaya says, What are we talking about? Common kashra of Rishonim. We've listed almost every aveira possible. So what are we adding? And Rabbeinu Bechaya says, it's referring to someone who says the Torah is obligatory because God imposed it, but it doesn't add to our life. It doesn't take away from our life. We're just as good off with or without it, but Hashem wanted it. Yokim de'ar Tozos means we have to recognize that somewhere at the deepest level, this is reality itself. And when a person does something that is right, it's good, and it'll last, and it will be successful at some point. And if you do something wrong, it might look good, but it will collapse and fall apart. Torah itself is a reality of the physical world, even if it's not visible, and we can't see it and understand it. In this week's parsha, we have a fascinating little pilpul. We have Benos Tzlafchot on one side, and on the other side, a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Benos Tzlafchot come with a complaint. They didn't get any land. They don't have any land that the father didn't died and so on. They didn't get inheritance. And a Kaddish Baruch Hu said, "Kein Benos Tzlafchot Dovros." They are speaking the truth. What does it mean that they won the argument to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's so many psukim. Eov is full of it. How can a person speak against Hashem? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, ways be anything but absolutely good? And you know why they won? Rashi explains, they were using a halachic argument. They said, if we're not children, then Yibum should kick in. And if we are children, Nachla should kick in. In other words, it takes the halacha to a level of ultimate truth in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acknowledges it. So the only argument that a person can win, kaviyachol, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is when we ask from a halacha to a halacha. Because halacha is the reality of the world. And that is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acknowledges as the core metzius of the world. I'd like to say over something. My father-in-law was Rabbeinu Finkelstein of Racha, and as people probably have read, one of the things that he was extremely careful with was ribbis, taking interest from a Jew. He was very, very wary of the Heterim, and basically there are many, many stories about how cautious he was not to take any ribbis. And he was upset when family members did it. And he once said to somebody who sort of, maybe a bank overdraft or something, he said, of all the chazal, the one that bothers him the most is the one that says, if you take ribbis, v'lo od, ela she'oise Rabbeinu Moshe chacha. He says to himself, you know what? Moshe didn't understand business. If he would have understood how profitable it is to borrow at 3% and make 15%, he would have gone for it. My father-in-law, the core issue was thinking that you will become rich despite the facts of Avera. One needs to understand that if it's prohibited, the short run is it might be profitable, the long run is it's not. It's important in every halacha, and especially halachas that are relevant to the world of business. Anything that the Torah prohibits, whether something not honest, whether it's interest, whether it's misleading, or all the gamut of those halachas, if it is something that is not right in halacha, kol milsa d'marchon le'savit, he ovid lo mahani. If you do it, it's not going to work. And if you do what's right, bez Hashem mahani.